Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 673. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good cold morning.
Yeah. You're right off the bat, the Google Meet froze up, then sped you up, and you sounded like Alvin and the Chipmunks through that intro. Yeah. I know it won't come through that way on the recording, but I wish that it would.
Yeah, that would be funny.
It was pretty good. It's cold. It's really cold. The ground's crunchy.
Yeah, I know you're cold because you're wearing a jacket.
Yeah. Well, that's because I went to go let the chickens out, and I was still cold when I started. I won't make it through the whole show with it on there because the heat's on in here, too. I have a baby gate that runs across my deck so that my chickens can't get on the deck.
Yeah.
It's like those ones that roll up and you pull across, and it's like a mesh hooking in the other side. It's so cold this morning. I had it rolled up. I went out there. I grabbed a hold of it to pull it out, and it just exploded.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't even know if it could be fixed. It was like 800 parts shot out, and I just left it laying on the ground. I was like, okay.
They're going to get on the porch.
Yeah. So, for sure, they're going to be on the deck. The problem is that chickens are just dumb, and they just eat, lay eggs, and poop all the time. That's all they do. And so they get on the deck, and they poop everywhere, and then I have to pressure wash it more often. So I try to keep them off there. It's worked good, but I think the problem is I let it roll up last night, and then it froze. Probably had a little moisture in it.
Yeah.
It froze, and then when I grabbed it this morning, it wasn't having it, so I just yanked the whole thing off.
One of our maintenance guys, we're at work, we were doing forklift training the other day, and one of the maintenance guys has a camera in his chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
And he got an alert saying there was something in his chicken den. So he looks, and this looks like a snake. And he's like, oh, shoot, there's a snake in the house. Two chickens, he recorded the video and showed us. One chicken ran up, got the head or the tail or whatever. You can't really tell. The other chicken grabs the other one. They try to run the other way, and they stretch it. Like, yeah. Far. Then it snaps and breaks. And then all of a sudden, all these chickens come running up, and they're all like trying to like chew on it and get pieces of it.
Yeah, mine will get. I've never seen them get a big snake. Never really seen them around a big snake, but they'll get little snakes, and they will rip them in half fighting over them. They eat mice. I found a bigger snake kind of in an area where they don't go, and I killed the snake, and I threw it over there where they're at, the head and the body in two separate pieces, and you would have think that it was Christmas Day.
They ran over there.
They're just little dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But they're so dumb because their brain is the size of a pea.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just real dumb, and they'll poop all over my deck. And now I'm going to have to fix that in the freezing cold or allow them to poop on the deck.
So we've been buying eggs from him for like the last like couple weeks. And he gets these little, they're like smaller eggs, like smaller than what you would fit in a cart. And then he's got these massive jumbo ones. Them things were like huge. They're like the size of two. But my wife
just depends on the depends on the chicken, the breed of chicken. I get really varying size eggs and colors.
We haven't seen any of the blue or green ones. His has been like whitish or like tan, and not really a darker brown, but like a nice tan. He said his old ones that he used to have, he used to get blue and green and.
Yeah, I only have only my tan chickens lay now, but I used to have blue green as well. The blue are pretty cool.
So my wife never really ate like chickens from like eggs from chickens, but she was like, okay, let me try this, and we ate it, and she's like, oh my god, the bit. I was like, yeah, it's like you can tell there's a difference from store bought.
I will tell you, I'd never eaten them before I got chickens. If you had two eggs side by side, one that was from the store and one that you had out in the yard that was free range, I'm sure that you could tell a difference in the taste, but like when you just eat an egg, I don't know that you know the difference. Like if you just had the other egg and you had this egg, I think you would be able to tell the difference. Yeah, now visually they look completely different. Like the yolk is not even the same world.
So his bigger eggs will sometimes do like two yolks in there, and in one it was three.
That's wild. I've seen double before, but the color of that's like, it's like a, orangey, like a bright orange mm-hmm. color. And then if you buy them from the store, it's like a light yellow. It's obviously different in what they're able to eat and the living conditions. But as far as taste, everyone always says they taste better. And I'm sure they do if you side by side them or like just had a regular one yesterday and cooked it the same way. But I've never done that.
But we did it together. So she did one pan with, his name is Roger, Roger's eggs, and then one pan from the store.
Oh, I bet it's a huge difference side by side. She kicked
them, and even cooking, like, you can tell the difference between them.
Yeah.
So she like, okay, I'm going to take half of this one, half of this one, and I'm going to eat it, and you take the other half. And
yeah, I bet it's a huge difference like that. It's like anything, though, when you see, like, two nice TVs, and you're like, they look the same, really. Like, I'm sure if you put them side by side, you could tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But you're never going to be in that situation. Right. I will tell you, having chickens is very expensive to feed them, to get them scratched, to, you know, keep the coop the way it needs to be. Very expensive. They're not cheap eggs to raise your own, but, you know, I guess they probably do taste better.
Where's it going with this? Yeah, that's right. Dude, I don't really eat, like, sugary food a lot anymore. So at work, they had some real Oreos. Someone brought in some real Oreos, and I have, the cheap fake Oreos at the house. I was like, you know what? I want to see if I can tell the difference. So I brought two home, and I was going to eat. Mix them up, and I ate the Oreos, and I could tell clearly there's a difference between the fake sugar-free Oreos and the real Oreos. I was like, oh my God, I miss real Oreos now, because I can, after I tasted it, I was like, oh yeah, this is a real Oreo.
So I use the keto bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been eating keto bread for years, and I'm like, it tastes just like regular bread. But then when you have a piece of regular bread, you're like, oh, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But if you go without it for long enough, you stop remembering the other one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I slip up, you know, I drink Coke Zero. Usually if I'm going to have a soda, sometimes I don't pay attention or I'm in a rush and I'll grab a Coke Heavy, not paying attention, and drink that regular Coke. And the second it touches my lips, I'm like, oh, this is that sweet nectar,
right,
that I've been craving. And then I usually won't finish it because it is so much sugar in it. But, those things are for sure better. The original that's full of all the junk that you don't need, it's for sure better. And I'm quite confident that all the zero sugar stuff is also killing me in a different way.
Yeah.
So I don't know that any of it really matters, but when you go long enough without the original, like the sugar-free stuff's okay.
Yeah. That happened once. They didn't have tea and I really didn't want water because the water was coming from the faucet. And I was like, well, give me a Coke Zero. Grabbed the Coke Zero, drank it. It was like, okay, I can deal with this. Went to get a refill, and they brought back regular Coke.
Yeah.
And I drank, and I was like, ooh. And I was like, ooh, wait a minute.
Is that good, good? Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I told my wife, I was like, this is real Coke. And she's all like, oh, my God. I was like, how's it taste? She's like, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because it's real. It's got that sugar in it. It's. If you only have it like Coke Zero forever, it's great. I would argue it's just like regular Coke. But when you have a regular Coke, you're like, it is not just like
this. Where have you been all my life?
Yeah. And then you get you a cane sugar Coke.
Oh, like a real, like old school 1970s.
And it's, you know, we're going to cane sugar here. Mexico has been on it. We're switching to that for the U.S. Coke. But you have one of those next to a Coke Zero, and they're not even playing the same game.
Yeah.
Sugar is a hell of a drug.
It is.
It is. It is. It makes everything better.
Yep.
I cook a lot and I make a lot of recipes I find online, and I'm shocked by how many just have you throw like a tablespoon of sugar in it for no reason. Mm-hmm. Not for no reason, but like how many recipes that you wouldn't think have sugar in them that have sugar in them.
Right.
Yeah.
What was your week this week? What'd you?
A lot of work. My Lego F1 APX, whatever the thing's called, the Brad F1 Pitt movie set. Yeah, Tiny Brad Pitt came in. Tiny Brad Pitt has been assembled. I will say the car was cooler than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
Has like 324 stickers with it, though.
Mm.
I hate stickers, and it has the hell out of stickers. I think it was like 23 stickers. It's far too many stickers.
I wish it would just bring them on there.
You know, I get that it's a cost thing, but it is just too many stickers. So I put it together. The car does look cool long term. I don't know that I worry about keeping the car. But tiny Brad Pitt and tiny JP are awesome.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you the problem I'm having with so they come with their face and their hair, but then they come with a helmet.
Are you going to decide what you want, the helmet or the hair?
Yeah. I kind of want the face and the hair, but then also like the helmet's what makes it. Mm-hmm. So it's a little hard to know how to display it, really. I had the same problem with, I went through and organized my minifigures, and most of Spider-Man I hadn't put together, the series minifigs. Well, they come with a mask, which is a completely separate head. So they come with two heads. Hmm. And for some reason, I thought it may be printed on the back and the front was a regular face. And you could just spin it around. But it's not how it is. It is two separate heads.
I have not opened up any of those.
Yeah. So when you do, they have two heads. And I'm like, well, what do I do with the other head? In some cases, it's a head that gets a hood on it. And it's like, I want to display it, but like, I don't know what to do with his head. So what I elected to do is the top of a hand will take a single connection.
Right. So you can put
a single stud on there or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I inserted the head onto the hand in hopes that it looks like they're holding a mask.
Okay.
It kind of looks like they're holding a head.
Mm-hmm.
More so than a mask, but that's the best thing I come up with. There's a couple that can't do it because they have like a crazy fist or whatever, and there's no way for them to hold anything. And so they're just like heads just laying behind them on the display. But those are harder to display than I thought.
Yeah. So I saw one guy, this might not do for you, but it's this one guy, the knights, you know, they all have like knight helmets on there. This one guy took the helmets off, put like hair on the knights. And then right in front, he just, like got like a little stud and put the helmet on there so it displays right in front of them on the ground.
Yeah, I could probably do something like that. I don't know what would look the best.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, something like a little clear pedestal almost to make it look like it was on display would probably look best.
Yeah.
But I'd have to pick a brick for that. And then the other problem is not all of them have that. So it's like if you were displaying them, it wouldn't look as good. Also, I think we said on the show that the Lego holders hold the series, but they hold more than that. And so they hold 16 and the series are 12. So I also haven't figured out, you have four room. Spots. Yeah. You have four spots. They're like, these are either going to not be connected or you're just going to have to like put other Spider-Man in there.
A double or that's where you display the helmets or the hat, the mask.
Yeah, so you could do a little setup over there. I just put four random minifigs in there with them. It's fine enough. So I put all the animals in one. I put all the Spider-Man in one. I have four of them. Three of them are complete series, and then I did the series that has a Cupid in it. I did all of those in one and just have four randos.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking about, if I got, because I'm going to put my Spider-Man or the animals together until I get a case to put them in.
Yeah.
Then I thought about, well, wait a minute, I got, you know, I have other Spider-Man figures that I was like, may I put some of them? I got other animals. I was like, ooh, when do I put all
Like your giraffe together? Would look legit next to it if you're not going to have that full series.
Mm-hmm.
I also got, I found that old series I told you about, and I got more duplicates for that. So I have some other ones for you, too.
Okay.
That's all I bought for Lego was and I didn't even buy it now. I bought it before, but the tiny Brad Pitt finally showed up. I assembled it immediately cause I wanted to just have the two minifigs out of there. Mm. So it's together. I'll probably put something else together today. I'm debating on what to put together. I went through and broke down the rest of my boxes and organized the rest of the sets I have to put together. I have a lot to put together.
Yeah.
Not like you a lot, but like a lot. I have some of the Christmas stuff I got, like the hot cocoa, and I had some older Christmas sets I've never put together. I'm going to hold those off till next year and get those around the holiday. But I got a bunch of stuff to get to imminently. I'll tell you, it's kind of like video games where I have fallen in love with the smaller sets more.
It's a quick put together. It's fun.
400 and less are, yeah, they're my jam. You know, like 4 to 6 bags out of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel accomplished. You get your 20 points. They're not that expensive, all things considered. And you just power through it. You do it, you know, in an hour at night. Yeah. It's kind of a sweet spot. It's like playing that 3-4 hour game for me where it really just hits because I can see it to completion. You know, I've had the Botanical Garden set for a while now, but I keep looking at it thinking, like, it's going to take days.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to leave it somewhere. I've got to make sure the pieces don't get lost. It's not something I can power through in a day or want to. I don't like to build that way either.
And so I usually put mine together on the kitchen table, but then the smaller sets I did on my lap. So I thought about, I see these little things where you can buy to put like on your lap that you can sit the thing. I was like, well, maybe I'd get something like that so I can put the smaller sets on my lap.
It's better to be able to do it that way if the set accommodates it, because my back starts to hurt after a while if I'm leaned over.
As you're leaning over, you're stretching out. And
yeah, but if I can have something on my lap, I use a little laptop table. It's not made for it, and there's no edges on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think friend of the show, Marshall 205, bought one of those like little lap Lego desk. I should just invest in one, but it's like one more thing I got to have to put somewhere else,
right,
and I'm not using it. But it would be convenient. They have like studs on it too, so like you can clip stuff in and stuff's not falling apart.
Yeah, if you just need to hold something there.
They got little containers for sorting. But yeah, that's the other thing about a small set is you usually don't even have to sort the parts. There's like not enough parts in a step to have to even sort them really. And you can just kind of dump them in a pile and go through it. Whereas a big set, I feel like I have to sort everything.
Right.
But
do you buy anything, any more typewriters or?
Yeah, I bought another typewriter. It's pink. I'm excited to get it in. It hasn't even shipped though, and I bought it like 6 days ago. So that it's coming from Goodwill. I don't have any concerns about it getting here. They're slow with their shipping. I'm gonna find you a picture here. See what you think about this one. So I bought that baby blue one last week, and now I've got this
pink one.
Now I've got this pink one. I'm going to send you this link. I want you to know that this is not at all remotely what I paid for this, nor would I ever pay that much for this or any typewriter unless I just came into some money. And if I did, I wouldn't tell you all about it. I don't know what that is. That link doesn't look right. Oh, yeah, that's right. So that's the typewriter I bought.
1955 Smith Corona.
Yeah. It's a silent super in pink with a holiday case. So the silent super is my favorite typewriter. I love the curves on it. Very like Art Deco mid-century. It just like when I think typewriter, that's the design I think. So the one I bought, I think that I talked about last time, was the electric version of that. And it's the baby blue one. And now I bought the pink one, which is it's a manual typewriter. It's not a electric. But yeah, so I bought that from Goodwill Auctions. And I'm very excited to get it in. Give it a good cleaning, a good once over, get everything in working order. And then it's one I'm probably going to put on display. So I kind of rotate the ones that are, I keep one of them in there all the time or two of them in there all the time, but I swap out the others.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting ready to get another case to put on this side of the room, and I'm going to make it only typewriters in it. I should be able to fit kind of two per shelf. And you can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I guess 6 shelves. So I should be able to fit 12 typewriters kind of on display permanently. Yeah. And I really don't want more than that to keep. I do plan on selling the ones. I got some really cheap. I want to sell them. I don't plan on keeping more than that at any given time.
These things are expensive.
Which ones? The pink ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are expensive. They are very expensive.
From that one website, it's $1,697.
That's way too expensive unless it's like a script, though. Unless it's cursive, that's too much money.
Let's see, there's an Etsy one for selling for $600, $325, $136.
You know, depending on the condition, you should be able to buy that typewriter for $300 to $500.
When someone's here selling one for $95 on eBay, $100 on eBay.
Yeah, what's the shipping? I see people sell a typewriter for $100 with $300 shipping on it.
Yeah, that's shipping, $116.30.
Yeah.
Another one, $35, $135.
Is it the same one?
That's a different. Well, it's just, yeah, it's the same typewriter, but just different.
Yeah. So I, mine came with the original manual. The original tag for the case, the original tie-off for the case, and the original key for the case, as well as the typewriter. So it's 100% complete with what it would have come with the day you bought it.
It's good.
The case is a little dingy looking. The typewriter looks to be in good shape, so we'll see. But that's the only typewriter I bought. It is the most expensive typewriter I've ever purchased. It wasn't anywhere near those prices, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the most expensive. I will tell you, for the longest time, I had the high bid at $155, and I thought I was going to get it for that. And then some bastard, which is the only way this person can be described, came in with like 30 seconds left. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't have a max bid set, I would not have got it.
Yeah.
So just a reminder out there to put that max bid on. I was watching it, but he came in so late that I wouldn't have had a chance to rebid.
So, would you play this week?
Just VR golf. This is the only thing I played. I think we played two nights. We played two nights in a row, and that was it. I think it was a Monday and a Tuesday. Or maybe it was a Tuesday, Wednesday, and I haven't played anything since. I might have played Rocket League or something last Sunday, but for the most part, it's been all golf. Golf did put up a new level, which I haven't downloaded yet, a new course.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to getting there and trying that out. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, finally broke down and bought one of the putter attachments where you actually are holding the putter.
Hmm.
So I think I want to go ahead and order one. We've talked about it for a long time, but I was like, we were both waiting for the other person to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm going to go ahead and order one of those as well. You can get them off Amazon or wherever. They do have an official one. I like the official one, but it doesn't have a real putter grip on it. It's like a plastic tube. The ones you get off Amazon have like a real putter grip. They're basically just like if you cut the end of a putter off and then attach the thing to hold the controller to it. But I'm planning on ordering one of those. I haven't found the one I want to go with yet. There's one that has force feedback so that when you hit the ball, it actually like vibrates. It's got haptic feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hit it, you'll feel the little tink in your hand.
Right.
And I think that's super cool too. That game is just far and away my favorite VR game of all time. It's so fun. It's so easy to jump in and out of. It's just good. It's just a good time.
The only thing that sucks on it is your feet after you're standing for a while.
Yeah, the feet, it for sure will wear your feet down. I've got some pretty squishy house shoes that I wear.
Mm-hmm.
They help a little bit. The thing we've been doing is like we'll get in, play a course, and then we'll like do the clues to find the putter sitting down after we play the course.
Yeah.
And then we jump in the next one and we do the clues while we're sitting down already. And then we play the course. So we have like a good little break in between the two courses that we've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been like a really good setup. So we play, we find the clues, then we find the clues, then we play. And so you're probably all said and done. You're probably playing for about an hour and you're sitting for about an hour.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so it's been easier that way. But, of course, you guys don't have most of the courses that we do, so you can't find the clues. So it wouldn't be as fun for you.
Right. So with me, I didn't buy anything at all this week. I'm still waiting for my Gingerbread House Star Wars stuff to come in. Everything's still on back order. They haven't canceled it, but it's still on back order.
Were you able to get the Gingerbread House?
No, I'm still waiting on the house to show up. Or to be available.
But I mean, you purchased it. Oh, you hadn't even purchased it.
I haven't purchased it yet. They haven't brought it back.
Are you getting concerned that it's not going
to
come back?
Yeah. I went to the Lego store. I bought all the animals.
know, the, yeah, is that where you got them from?
Yeah. Went down there, asked if they had the gingerbread. They didn't have the gingerbread house at all.
You went from zero to the complete set of animals.
Yeah, they had a whole big and two bins of them. I was like, you know what? Can I scan? They're like, yeah, go ahead. Then just started scanning and got all 12.
Yeah, you went from, what was the last one for you to find?
The frog.
The frog.
Hey, dude, they had so many of the Dalmatians.
Well, so Howard went to Walmart the other day and they had like three left and he scanned all three of them were Dalmatians.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the deal was, but that case that I scanned only had the one in it.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be completely random. I hope that none of them are hard to get because I want people to be able to have them.
Yeah.
They're really good though. So I did give him the six that I had. Well, I didn't give him, but he's buying the six that I have. So he's got half a set and he had me go ahead and open the box and tell him what they were so he knows what he needs to buy.
Okay. So when I was there, I had a gift card from there and a Visa gift card. So I bought the big Fortnite robot.
Oh yeah.
I bought that one.
It's cool looking. Not one I would get, but it's cool. The only thing I want from Fortnite is the Bang Bus. I really want the bus before it goes away.
Yeah, I had the Bang Bus. I remember when they first came out, they sold out really quick, and people were telling me eBay for like $150. Then they brought them back out. And sold the Bang Bus. It was on the auction site.
I think it's retiring this year, too.
Yeah, it's going to be going away soon. Yeah, see, I got the robot because I have the other robots. I have the Transformers, yeah. So I wanted to get that one. And now we have, if they do the Power Ranger one or
yeah
so I'll probably get that one too just to have the robot collection.
Yeah, I'm not dying to have the Bang Bus, but I would like to get it before it goes away. Just an iconic time, and
mm-hmm.
You know, I do have fond memories of us playing that game.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're going to continue on to Fortnite, because when I looked online it said they don't know if they're going to continue, so I have to still get Der Burger, the burger guy, which he's cheap, and I have the whole collection.
The little Der Burger set?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's already retiring.
Yeah, I need to get him.
It's retiring at the end of this year already, which is crazy. So it just came out last year, I think.
Yeah, because I have Peely, then I have the other little set.
Yeah, I will tell you, if sets start going away quick like that, that's why I know the Animal Crossing's not long for this world, because they're on clearance like 2 months after they come out.
Mm-hmm.
Like sales must be absolutely flat on the Animal Crossing stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm curious to see what this update, which I'm sure we'll talk about. I'm curious to see what that will do for sets. These Lego set.
Yeah.
I did play Animal Crossing yesterday, but I didn't play anything on the update, so I didn't feel worth talking about. I updated it. I loaded in. I got ready for the update. But I'm going to probably actually play the update today.
Okay. That's what I was going to do today, too.
Yeah, all I did was go through all the talking and the... I'll just tell you how long it had been. My system had an update, and Animal Crossing had two separate updates for me to get in there. That game's real strange.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Lego stuff up, which is really the real reason I got in, because I wanted to get the Lego stuff before it goes away.
Yeah.
But just keep in mind, if you haven't played Animal Crossing in a while, you can only order 5 things per day. And there's 15 Lego things.
Right.
So if you care to have them in a certain order, you should pay attention. Because I was like, I'll just order them all.
Nope.
You know, bells are not an issue, but no, you won't. You'll order 5 a day. So I ordered 5 of them, the first 5. And then those should be in today. And then I'll order the next 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll work through. They're very Lego. They're not like Lego sets, which I wish they were, that you could set around. They are right. Like a giant Lego bed, a Lego claw machine. They look very Lego-y. Nothing's the same color. They're all, you know, mixed colors. It looks like a Lego tie-in.
That's all I bought, but now played. I did Platinum, which I told you that thank goodness you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I did finally get the Platinum on that one.
Such a good game.
Played Fallout 76 pretty much a lot, because I'm trying to like just clean up here and there on the areas. Like you have the fishing stuff, you have the new burning area, then you have the old Appalachia stuff where you have to do certain missions to complete to get things. So I've been doing a lot of that. Pretty much all I played. I did watch a lot of stuff on TV. I was doing that. Now, we did hear from OG member Dan.
Yep.
About we're talking about the Lego. I want to pull back what he said. He says that he also throws away his boxes, but he keeps his manuals. And he says that he only buys sets for intended to put together and display. He's not a collector.
Then you got, you know, that. I get it.
He jumped on and attacked me about not putting stuff together.
It takes a strong person to throw the box away. Mm-hmm. If you are a collector of anything.
Yeah.
Because you know what a difference it makes in the price, whether you plan to sell it or not. It takes a lot of willpower. There are things I own that I want to die with. I want to die owning them.
Yeah.
But I still keep the box for it. Because I just know what a difference it'll make to whoever gets it after me.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about the pictures that y'all decided to, the AI pictures you decided to make.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me know your thoughts on these.
Those are funny. First one, that Howard sent of the.
Yeah. Now I want to give Howard credit here. That looks sort of like you.
Yeah. If I gained weight, if I was his size.
And I told, so he called me and I said, hey, yours sort of look like, if you squint or are far away from the phone, like that looks like a fat Gerald.
Yeah.
He pulled a picture off your Facebook and used it as a reference is why it looks like you. So he did do the extra work.
Yeah. He did a good job on it though.
I went the other direction for a little satire. It didn't need to look like you necessarily.
Right. That one was, I liked him on that one. And then I liked the Lego setup on yours.
Yeah. So what I did was, well, you can describe it. You can describe the picture I sent of you.
It's all these Lego boxes, some put together, some putting out there, all these Legos on the floor. And there's a cop hiding. He's in, got his gun out. Holding a gun, but up in the corner, like he's ready to do a shootout. He's not having his gun.
I'm looking for the prompt.
No, there's no gun on it. He just scrolled up. And he is massive. He's way bigger than I am.
He's a thick boy.
But it's funny.
I was looking for the prompt. Basically, I said, I need the room of a Lego hoarder that's completely filled to the brim with Lego. And in the corner, I need a scared cop hiding. And this is what it generated. Now, I will say his picture obviously looks more like you, but these sets look more like Lego than his do.
Yeah, and these are sets that I would actually buy. There, I mean, there's a Death Star back there. There's a lot of Star Wars stuff. There's some city
like
stuff.
It shows off the Lego Star Wars stuff better. It got a better pool of different kinds of boxes. You can see stuff that looks like architecture, even though the font and the writing isn't necessarily right. And there's so many loose bricks that it makes it look better too.
Yeah.
If we could have got his person into this picture,
it'd have been perfect.
It would have been perfect. Yeah. So, that was a fun thing that we decided to do for you.
Yeah. That was fun. I enjoyed it. I showed my wife that and she started laughing.
Yeah.
She goes, they realize you're not that big. And I'm like, yes, I know.
I put that I wanted an overweight cop. Yeah. I probably wouldn't have done that, except for that when I saw Friend of the Show Marshall 205, that made me laugh. Because
mm-hmm.
It's bigger than you were at your biggest.
Yeah.
But it made me laugh because I'm like, it looks like him.
It does.
It looks like you ate you.
I found a photo of that and looked at it and I was like, oh my God, it could be like the face was right there.
You weren't that big though, ever, were you? Yeah.
I was 232 at my heaviest.
Yeah. This guy's probably 320 in that picture. Yeah.
And when I weighed on myself on last Monday, I was 162.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was funny. It made me laugh, but I was blown away how close he got. And he told me he used a picture as a reference. I was like, oh, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
He just ballooned you up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was real good.
It was a fun moment. Now I want to, now last week I told you about that SNK 40.
Yep.
No baseball stars at all in the game. I lost you there for a second.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, so no SNK. So I had to take it back. And I told the guys, like, you told me it was in the game. It's not in the game. Well, you could trade in. I was like, nope, I'm not trading in. I want my full refund.
That sucks. I wonder if it's because you can buy Baseball Stars separately.
You can
buy it out of that collection.
Yeah, you could. Well, the only game comes on the NES, so you can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah, I think they have it though in the store, the Switch store. I think you can buy like the classic.
When I looked it up, you couldn't.
Or maybe it's just on the pass.
I'll have to look and
like
see.
The Nintendo Online.
Yeah, because I don't do the Nintendo Online anymore because I don't play it as much. I need to look and see, but I had to take that back. See what else. There was something else game. Oh, I found all my Starlink, where I had all those Starlink things. I'm going through my totes and going through stuff, and I found I had all these Starlink stuff. Brand new Nintendo Switch starter set for Starlink, the game, not the Elon Musk Starlink. But then the PlayStation 4 version. Then all these little extra figures and starter base sets.
Did you ever play it?
No.
Yeah, so I have a bunch of this stuff too, and also never played that game.
But I think I'm gonna dump it and get rid of it.
I don't think it's worth anything.
Yeah, it's not. So I think I'm gonna sell it all. I want to buy
now the
game.
Problem is the name?
Found the game for like $3 with $7 shipping for $10. I was like, I'll buy the game for $10 if I want to play it.
It looks like the full set here. Someone's got listed for $35. Someone's got it for $89, $23. Let me see if anyone's actually paying any money for them.
Yes. When I listed, I seen some people were buying the starter sets for like about $32, $31, $35. That sold like recently, like 10th, the 5th. I listed everything. See what I can get. Did the buy now just to get as a decent price?
$20 with $9 shipping, $20 with free shipping, $31 for the Switch version because it comes with Star Fox, I'm sure. Mm. That one sold for $12 with $13 shipping. Star Fox figure was $12.98, but best offer was accepted. $10, $5 shipping. It doesn't sell for much. And I will tell you, it looks like the Switch copy is what people are buying. Here's a 24 with 10, 27 with free.
Yeah.
There's a PS4 plus Iron Fist. I believe that I have the PS4 version, the Switch version, and the Xbox version.
And the Xbox and the PlayStation basically the same thing, just one's for Xbox, one for PlayStation.
I believe I have all three versions, and then I believe that I have the ships. Now, what I will say is I bought one of these. I think I bought the PlayStation one at full price because I wanted to play it. And then everything else I got for like $5 because this stuff clearanced out very quickly.
Yeah.
And then those figures I have, I paid like a couple bucks for. I have figures and ships. A
couple of those I had the original sticker on it for when I bought it for like $3.99, two something. Yeah. One of the guys I got for $1. I remember that collector's book. We got that from that Give Me a Five or Bargain Hunt a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
The problem is that game is not, it's not going to be like Skylanders. Like there's not going to be nostalgia for it because no one played it.
Yeah.
So it's probably as much as it's ever going to be worth. You know, it has no value. If you're not going to play it and you can get $100 for everything, it's a good deal.
Yeah. That's something I was just looking at. It'll free up a tote for me to use something else in.
Yeah.
I listed all that stuff. Then I found more of my Lego Dimensions.
Yep.
It was in that box, which I'm keeping my Lego Dimensions.
I regret not getting all of the Lego Dimensions stuff now.
But I'm still short like 3 or 4.
Yeah. I regret not getting it all now. I wish I had. I'm not going to pay the money to go back. Some of those people are really proud of those sets.
Yeah.
But I wish I had gotten them all.
I only opened one of them, and I'm probably going to buy the set again unopened.
Yeah, I played mine. So I opened everything that I got for it, except for I think I got the Ghostbusters, which was the ladies' Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have that one unopened.
It's fun. They're fun. I mean, the little minifigures is where it's at, though.
Yeah. It's like it is that way with every set.
Yeah.
I try to explain to people the sets are awesome, but the money is in the minifigures. The money is in, if you want to do Lego for money, it's in the minifigures and it's in the printed blocks.
Yeah.
So rare one-off blocks and minifigures. That's where your money's at.
Because you're looking at least minimum $10 for the minifigure.
Yeah. If you can average. Buy a minifigure for, you know, if you go buy a series minifigure, it's $5. No one's going to buy it for $5 and sell it for $5. There's no money there. So You could buy really any minifigure and sell it for $10, even if it's generic. People just want minifigures. You know, if you're doing a city scene, you need probably 100 random minifigs that aren't unique that you can just stick all over the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these people's cities have thousands of people.
Right, because you're doing parades and...
Yeah, so I mean, like, yeah, let's say you just got that parade car for free and now you're like, oh, shit, now I need a group of people and marching band and, you know, that's how it goes.
I'm doing the New Year's ball drop or a concert.
Yeah, so you need, you know, 500 minifigs and that's expensive.
Yes.
I think about, like, I used to buy those minifig sets, those people sets, which I haven't done one in a while.
Yeah.
But those resell really high because, you know, you get a box of 10 minifigs or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. About that I think one I have game,
three or four different ones of those.
About the game that has the minifigures, like, on one side it's like blue and the other side's red. And so you have to guess who it is. About that because of the minifigures in that, too.
I got bamboozled the other day. I didn't tell you about this. I went to the Dollar General because they're the ones that had those old, the old minifigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was checking out. I noticed they had the collector's edition of the Lego movie, which includes the minifig.
Yeah.
And it was $9.99. And I was like, oh, shoot. Again, it's a movie on Blu-ray, plus it's a minifig. And so I bought it, got home, and someone had stolen the minifig.
Oh, no.
So the movie for $10 is still okay. And it's a complete box, but I bought it for the minifig.
When we were down in Florida one year, I went to the Lego, the Barnes & Noble, and I went by their books, and they had all the, like the Lego books, and someone went through and took the minifigure of every single Lego book.
It's so shitty.
Hmm.
The Lego movie was still sealed, and when I opened it, I was like, oh, he's in here. And then when I went to, you know, I'm a psychopath, I was going to open it up because I want him on display. When I went to like pop the back of it, because it's like a perforated cardboard. When I went to pop it, it popped right open. I was like, oh, he gone.
Yep.
And of course I peeked in there and there's nothing but air in there. So that sucked because it's not something I wanted, but once I thought I was getting it, it's something I wanted.
Hmm.
So I ended up buying the movie for $10, which is probably more than I would have paid for just the movie.
Right now you're going to try to get the minifigure to have him.
I don't know. The whole thing pissed me off.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at what he sells for. If he was affordable, like $10 or something, yeah, I probably would pay $10 to put it complete.
Mm.
But if he's like $40 or something, no, I'm not going to. Yeah. I don't even know what he looks like. He's like the Zeus looking guy, isn't he?
Oh, is it?
I don't remember who it is.
The Jesus looking dude?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I can. I have him.
Let me see. Lego movie collector's edition.
He's got the white robe and the white hair.
I think that's. I think that's what it is. But did you get the one from the series?
No, I had the. He's wrapped up in that little cellophane, like he came from the box.
Yeah, that's what I need to be able to put him together. So the front of the box is like a Lego head. The Vitruvius, that's who he is. I could just buy the whole thing off eBay for $22. Let me see what he sells for. Okay, yeah, so he's got a blue cape, a long white beard, and then like a staff with a green Poseidon-looking thing.
Him right here.
Hold on, let me switch back to you. Yeah, that guy.
Okay, I have him in still in the silophone little pack.
You're trying to get rid of him?
Yeah, I'll trade him.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I just want to be able to have him with the movie because I bought that set like a moron.
This right here?
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks like he's in that little silicone pack that goes into that box right in here.
So you see on the third row, you can barely see the top of it. If you scroll down where it says Lego Movie, that right there, he fits inside that head. Yeah, he doesn't go there. He actually is in the back of this head on the one that I have. That back of that head is a cardboard insert, and the flap opens up. Where he's like on display on that one.
Okay, so this is the one I have right here. I have just him himself.
Yeah, I'll just put him inside that head like he goes. Well, I'll put him on display, but if I ever sell it, I'll put him back in there because I kept the box and everything.
I'll send you a picture of him. Well, I'll dig him out and
just
trade him up.
That's awesome.
He doesn't mean nothing to me. He doesn't fit. I'd rather you have
him. He resells fairly affordable online, but I hate to have to buy him.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's jump over to some news.
Yep.
News out. As usual, start with PlayStation first. PlayStation has announced their mid-month PlayStation Plus catalog just for premium extra members, and they got some really good games on here. They have Resident Evil Village for PS5 and PS4. They have Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4. Expedition Mudrunners, a game. When I saw this, I was like, oh, shoot, maybe we all get into this and play.
That game was a lot of fun.
They had this one, which I didn't even know. And a lot of people, didn't know that this game was out. It's A Quiet Place from the movie. It's called A Road Ahead. I like the Quiet Place, the movies. They're pretty good. They have The Darkest Dungeon 2 for PS5, PS4. A game called The Exit 8. It's a walking simulator. It looked decent. The Art of Rally. I'll pass on that one. And then A Little Left. Also pass that on that one. The Premium, they had Ridge Racer. PS4 and PS5. So there's a lot of games on there and some decent ones. Besides Expeditions, any of them do anything for you?
No, I don't think so. I don't know what Exit 8 is, to be perfectly honest. And then besides that, I don't want to shit my pants.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, it feels like a October lineup, which is kind of weird. There's a lot of spooky games on it. Exit 8 looks spooky as well.
It's a walking sim and a bunch of little clues.
Yeah. I doubt that I'll play anything on there. Expeditions I did play and enjoy and never went back to, but it was good.
All right. So this one you'll like. So Sony's nuking or get rid of, as here says nukes, but they're getting rid of thousands of shovelware games that have easy platinums, the $5 thank platinums God. Games, like the Jumping Spaghetti, the Jumping Orange.
Now, I want to say this. I don't care that they exist. I care that I have to see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to allow shovelware because you do make, you know, Sony's making 30% of that dollar. So they're making 30 cents every time someone buys one.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need them to go away. I need them to be hard to find. If someone wants to buy the Jumping Orange 3, then make them type in the Jumping Orange to find it. Don't let it be on my main page when I'm trying to scroll through the store.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find a good game because all of this junk is in the way.
Yeah.
So if you can't curate it better, then absolutely take them off. But my goal wasn't for them to not exist. It was for them to be out of my way so I could actually get to the real games and the games I don't know about that are good that people spent time and energy in, not these AI games.
Hmm.
But I'm also fine with them just taking them completely off.
Right. So some Sony news, the God of War TV show has cast two characters. One is Kratos and are going for Andy Hurst.
Ron Hurst.
Ryan Hurst from, he was in Sons of Anarchy, The Walking Dead, Remember the Titans. He was Gary Battier from Remember the Titans. Walking Dead, he was Beta. They cast him, big, tall guy, 6'4".
OP in Sons of Anarchy, and that's the look you're seeing there. Like he has Kratos vibes.
Yeah, they're just talking about his size because he's lost a lot of weight to try to get healthy, and you're like, well, Kratos is massive, and then they got mad because Chris Judge is not playing Kratos. And they're like, he could play Kratos, but then they're like, well, he's not tall enough to play Kratos. We need a taller guy to play Kratos.
I saw an interview with somebody that was talking about it. It seems they were very conflicted on who to cast here. Mm-hmm. The fans obviously want Christopher Judge. He's the voice of, he's built like,
yeah,
but he's not big. The other thing that I saw, which was just posted by somebody, is the amount, like the makeup on this will be a big deal to have to keep the makeup on. And it'll be much easier to keep it on someone who's starting with a lighter tone too.
Mm-hmm.
He's still going to have hours and hours of makeup. So at that point, I don't really know why it matters.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there's a difference between 3 hours of makeup and 6 hours of makeup, but I'm not an actor. So, you know, to me, if Christopher Judge wanted to do it and you were confident that he could do it well, I mean, he does the mocap for it. He's the voice of it. You know, I don't know why you don't cast him, but I also don't mind this casting either. I think he looks like Kratos.
Christopher was only like 6 foot and then Ryan's like 6'4".
Yeah. Do 4 inches matter?
Yeah, I guess in Hollywood it does, like height-wise.
A lot of people would tell you it does.
I mean, you're looking at Vin Diesel and The Rock. I mean, they had to put the boots on Vin Diesel when he had to go against The Rock because The Rock was 6'4".
He looked tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say, and I hope it was the right decision. The interview I saw said that he is filming is far enough off that he's already bulking up.
Yeah, and he did play the voice of Thanos in the, not Thanos, I mean Thor in the Thor, game.
Yeah, and I have no doubt that he'll be shredded up by then.
Yeah. Now, another casting they did is a, what is her name, Serta? Sif. So they cast Lady Sif, and here's the girl that's playing her. She was in Discovery Witches, Warm Bodies, The Fall Guy, Hacksaw Ridge. Is Teresa Palmer.
Yeah, I don't know her from anything.
She's playing this person.
Yeah, I think she'll be fine.
Which will be the daughter.
That screen cap looks like shit for that game.
Mm-hmm.
I know that game doesn't look like that. That was like a PS2 game.
Yeah, the way it does there. From now, Xbox news. That's all I have for PlayStation. There's three games coming to Game Pass next month that they're aware of. A game called Menace. Beyond the PC. High on Life 2 is coming to the Xbox, PC, and cloud. Death Howl Series X, and it's already on PC. These three games are coming. Seven games are on the Xbox Free Play Days of 2026. They're all sports games. College Football 26, EA Sports FC 26, F1 25, NFL 26, NHL 26, PGA Tour, and UFC 5. So they're been free since December 18th, but they're still free right now. So if you want to play in the sports games, you can play them. Which I think that's a really good thing to do, is to get some of these sports games out here for here and there to get people to play. Even if it's for like a limited trial, which I have another article on too, the game.
You know, sports games to me, like, you either got to really be into the sport or you got to have someone else to play with. You don't want to jump online and get your ass beat.
Mm-hmm. So this I saw was pretty interesting. I don't play as much Xbox as you do or some other people, but these are the 10 highest rated games, not games that these are rated.
Original Xbox games.
Yes. So number one was Halo Combat Evolved. Number two was Grand Theft Auto Double Pack. Three was Halo 2. And 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is Ninja Gaiden Black. Then Tom Clancy Splinter Cell Chaos Theory. Burnout 3 Takedown. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Pandora Tomorrow, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, and Tom Clancy's original Splinter Cell.
This is why the internet's on fire about a Splinter Cell game, because three of the top 10 games for Xbox were on Splinter Cell. Those people are still playing video games, and Ubisoft just refuses to do anything of consequence with it.
Yeah.
That list doesn't surprise me. That seems right. Burnout 3 was a gem of a game. Grand Theft Auto Double Pack being up there is a little bit of a layup, but I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Those games were all very good.
Next one, Horizon 5, hit a huge milestone on PlayStation 5. They sold 5 million copies. They're saying they made $300 million in profit and revenue for the game.
It likely made more money on PlayStation than it did on Xbox.
Yeah.
Wild.
And... yeah, so they're saying here the Forza Horizon 5 beat out Sony's biggest 2025 exclusive in Europe. So in Europe, it was Horizon 5 was here. Then Ark Raiders, Clear Obscure, Ghost of Yotai, all down here. Now, Ghost of Yotai didn't come out until later on. Well, after.
The only thing above Forza Horizon in Europe was EA Sports FC, Grand Theft Auto, and EA Sports FC.
Yeah.
Also crazy to see both soccer games on the list.
Mm-hmm. Now, and the U.S. is down here.
Yeah, it has a lot of shit in front of it over there.
It's number 14, but still it made it. All right. Now, Fallout with the TV show hitting out, Fallout 4, they said it has almost 100,000 daily players on the Xbox.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and then Fallout 76, they said the highest it peaked as at 235,000 on December 30th. People were still playing the games and got back into it.
That's a lot.
All right, Nintendo next. So in Japan, Nintendo Switch 2 sales hit 4 million units. They passed GameCube in Japan.
I still look forward to them making me want one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a friend of the show, Mike, he's been on here. He has a Nintendo Switch 2. He says he's played it. I had lunch with him the other day, and he bought a Steam Deck, and he says he wishes he would have got the Steam Deck before he got the Switch. He wishes he waited on the Switch, because there's not as many exclusives for the Switch yet.
Friend of the show, Marshall 205, has played his very little. I don't care what he tries to say. Something's going to come out that's going to drive me to go get one. I don't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. I want one. I just want to wait until they make me want it.
Yeah.
You know, those games that are all selling good are all Switch 1 games. Mm-hmm. This Animal Crossing update literally just came out.
All right, next one. Final Fantasy VII Remake will be preloaded on the Switch 2, but it's going to be 90 gigs.
Whew, that's big.
Yeah.
Cool that you can play it there, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, we did. Now, here's the Horizon, Animal Crossing New Horizons version 3.0. When we released, I had some little patch notes on here. They're doing so much with it. They have a hotel you can buy, all the costumes. There's over 88 different like costumes and extra things you can get.
Yeah, there's a ton of new stuff that you can do. They made it much easier to redevelop your island. You can now clear the entire island or just sections of it without having to take things out one by one, which is super nice. The hotel is obviously there as long as you have at least a 3-star island. Mm-hmm. Ton of new customization stuff. You can now do the DIY bench. It'll pull from your storage instead of you having to have it in your pocket, which is a game changer, because anyone who played back in the day knows that you ran back to your house 8,000 times because you were one short of something.
Right.
So it's a lot of quality of life stuff like that. The storage, I don't know if the storage increased on this one or the last update, but you can now store like a crazy amount of things.
Mm-hmm. Which I never ran out of storage. I was always good.
Yeah, so you can, if you're one of those people that wants one of everything, you can really increase that now. And so, or maybe it was on the last one, I don't know. But there's a ton of stuff that if you haven't played in a while that you can go back to. But this is by far the most substantial update in a long, long time. And the hotel stuff's cool. It's got daily quests. It has its own store. It has its own currency. So they ask for certain things. You have to craft them, put them in a box. You earn tickets that way. And there's also like tasks that you can do to earn it and design two rooms a day, I think. You know, it's all stuff like slow dopamine hits where you can get on, play for a little while, move forward a little bit, and then have to play the next day to keep moving forward. So it's pretty cool, and I'm excited about getting back in there and trying it out. I don't think I'm going to destroy my island or redo parts of it, anything crazy. I did see some pretty cool stuff online that people had done and little ideas for the way you could lay it out. The problem I have is I think my island is just barely 5 stars.
Yeah.
So, like, if I take anything out to replace something, I'll drop down below 5 stars.
I had to put a little park in. But you're missing so much stuff, though.
I'm missing so much stuff. I had to put a little park in order to make the 5 stars happen. And I know if I remove any of those trees, I'll drop down below because I don't have enough trees and flowers because I used every inch of my island. So, I do have an area that has a little boxing ring in there, which I thought was kind of fun. But I think I'm going to change that out for a little baseball. I saw how they're doing a little baseball field. I think I want to try that.
And then you have there's other shops you can add now too. So you're missing.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff. So I really do want to get in there and play around and see what I can do. But I just, like I said, I got it loaded up. I got in there. I went to town hall, did a little chatting there. And then, I went in the store, ordered the Lego stuff and then literally powered it off.
Great. Next one. I haven't played it yet, but I plan on playing it today. Next one, we're talking about free trials. Madden NFL 26 is on a free trial for the Switch. My members on the Switch 2 only, though. There's a new Echo the Dolphin game currently in development. Game was never for me, but I know a lot of people love the Echo the Dolphin game.
I loved Echo the Dolphin. I would be down to play this if it's good.
Next one out. This one I'm a little bit excited for. Disney Afternoon Collection has been rated for Nintendo Switch 2 and Nintendo Switch, which is Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, and Tailspin.
I have the PS4 version of this. Much sense on the Switch.
Now, this one was leaked out there. I'm just going to talk about it. They're saying there's new Nintendo Switch 2 models have been discovered on the website, on Nintendo's own website. They figured this out by using codes. There's a Switch 2 basic codes, OSM, and there's these other ones like HAC, which is an original Switch, the HEG, which is Switch OLED, HDH, which is Switch Lite, and then a BEE, which is Switch 2. They found these other code words on there saying maybe there's going to be different Switch 2 versions out there, like an OLED version or something. There's no info on it. So it's got some people hoping that maybe we'll see somebody's collector's edition or an OLED. I know some people were pissed that the Switch 2 didn't come out as an OLED right away, which is a better screen.
I think it's much more likely that you see a Switch 2 Slim or a Switch 2 Lite.
First.
Yeah. So just in case you lost that, it's BEE is what the code name used for the Switch was, or the three letters. OSM is the new one they found.
Okay, yeah, I mixed that up.
Yeah, so for anyone out there curious, who knows, but I would say that a light Switch 2 is very likely. So a discounted model of the Switch 2.
Next one, some random news. Big one here. Major Nelson has been let go from Unity.
Man got Lego from Xbox. Now he's Lego from Unity. Maybe it's just time to retire and enjoy the sunset. He's got plenty of money. One would presume that he's done very well.
Mm-hmm.
So hate it for him. He's likable.
Yes. All right. The Deadpool studio has been closed by Meta. Meta's closed actually apparently several games, Twisted Pixel and Cinzari games. was someone that had been laid off from their studios. Bloomberg's reporting that confirmed three studios were closed. Senzars, Twisted Pixel, and Amateur, which was Resident Evil 4's. Twisted Pixel did Deadpool, and then Senzara did Asgaroth Wrath 2. They still want to make games. Meta still wants to have games out there, but they closed those studios.
They're making a shift to AR.
Yeah.
So not every studio is going to be a good fit anymore.
Speaking of cuts, more cuts. Ubisoft has laid off about 55 people in Stockholm. We had lost, there's some more people being laid off, which, I mean, it's that time of year. If you don't realize, if you don't know, in the retail market, in the retail world, their year goes from February 1st usually to January 31st. So usually in January, they start letting go managers, district managers, assistant managers. They'll decide to close stores down. They'll restructure corporate offices to save money if they've lost money, to gain money for their big bonus checks in March. So this time of year is really nothing new that people get laid off. And then sometimes around April, May, they start bringing people back. Not everybody, but some companies do. All right, Steam Deck has just gained a new feature. If you have a Steam Deck, you can side load a third-party app and play your PlayStation games. You have to sign into your PlayStation account. Then you have access to all your PlayStation games. But you do have to give them this third-party app access to your PlayStation account. That's the only drawback.
Risky, risky.
Yeah, so it streams from the cloud itself. So it's called PS Stream. If you're interested in doing something like that, I still use my portal when I lay in the bed. Finally got a case for it for Christmas. All right. GameStop, big news in GameStop. They're planning on closing a bunch of games. Let's see. Authorizer's location. 38 stores in this one area in New Zealand is closing. They're going to close their EB Games in New Zealand.
They got one of our stores, the Madison Street.
GameStop is closing?
Yes.
Oh, damn, that's the one I go to a lot.
Yeah, I don't know about the other ones, but that one is closing. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, saw the manager of that store, and he told him that he was laid off.
Sucks.
Been with the company for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Given a 2-month package and laid off after 20 years.
Easy.
Yep.
All right. I know you're a watch guy, so I saw this. There's a limited edition Resident Evil Requiem watch coming out by Hamilton. Both watches don't look Resident Evil-ish, but they both do look pretty awesome. Do not like the jam. I do not like the leather on the gold one.
Yeah. I love the blacked out one. I just got my first Hamilton and I absolutely love it. That khaki filled auto chrono is the black one. And that's a fine looking watch. That looks really nice. It's very expensive though. It's probably like $1,600 US. Yeah, I'm not a Resident Evil guy, but I will say that both those watches are very pretty.
Yeah, so in Europe, it's the gold one is $1,170, and the black one is €1,800. I like seeing collaborations like this. All right, we're now another one. Amazon has a TV show called Resident Evil coming out with Tomb Raider from the game, and they've casted Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones as Lara Croft, and here she is as Lara Croft. People are already shitting all over it because her boobs aren't big. They're like they should have padded her, she should have got fake boobs put in there. She's redhead. They don't like that.
I looked at this picture, came across my feed, and I looked at it. And the only thing I could think is, I don't care.
Yeah. She's a good actress.
It's good. Yeah, I hope it's good. I'd like to watch it. I don't care what she looks like. Now, I will say, and this is what it is, but like the casting of certain characters, especially like in The Last of Us, it is sometimes a little bit hard to get pulled in when the characters, when all you can think is about how they don't look like they're supposed to look like.
Mm-hmm.
If you showed me a picture of her, though, just like that, I would know that she's supposed to be Lara Croft. Like, she has the right things on. She has the right look. She looks more like the Lara Croft that were in the Xbox games because her boobs aren't giant.
Yeah.
But she looks like Lara Croft to me. And I just don't care, you know, enough to know if the cup size is wrong. Like, she looks like Lara Croft. If you showed me a picture of Ellie... Right. Just dressed up correctly. What's her name? I don't think I would realize that's who that was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think if the look is close enough, it's fine. And they complained about the last girl's boobs not being big enough, and she was great in it. So I think it'll be fine.
I mean, they complained about Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine, and now he can only play Wolverine. They don't want to play anything else.
Yeah, they don't want anyone else to be Wolverine. People just complain about everything.
Now we have Lego. So we're going to end it with Lego news as usual. The big one we'll start first is the Russell Sharon.
Yep.
Okay, I hit a button. Is the Lego Pokemon sets have been revealed. They are all awesome. The first one here were shown, I'm going to say Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise. This is the big, huge set here. This one has sold out within the first day. Pre-order. Showed Eevee.
You gotta give the set numbers. People get upset when you don't get the set.
I'm gonna get there. So first one was Eevee. Here, set 72151. It's $60. She looks cute.
The Eevee's not my style, but it's very adorable.
Pikachu with a Pokeball. Set 72152. It's gonna be $200, which I can get. It doesn't look like a $200 set, but I guess it's because it's Pikachu.
Pay for that licensing.
Hmm?
Also not my style. It next to the Eevee would look very good.
So people were shitting on this one because it looks just like the Mega Bloks one. The same setup with the Pokeball and his look. I did see they're going to have Fat Pikachu come out with a big plushie coming soon. So, all right. The Charizard set with Venusaur and Blastoise. It's 72153. It is $650.
This set is incredible.
Yes.
This set is my style. This set gets everything right. They can be displayed separately or together. So each one comes on their own little environment, but the environments are made to also lock together. Freaking awesome. Yeah. Such a good looking set.
And the way it's reselling, I almost like, man, I should go ahead and just get this and.
And the price is not bad for that set.
No, especially the size of it.
Yeah, it's a super pretty set. If you are a Pokemon or Lego person or both, like I think there's a place for this in a collection. It's very good.
Right now, the free gift for purchase right here is going to be cool. It's
that thing will resell high. I feel pretty confident.
Yeah, I've already seen people have it on pre-order like for like $200. I'm like, it's not even out yet.
Yep.
But it's set 40892. It's the Kanto region badge collection. I don't play Pokemon. I don't know, but it's a little case with the little badges in it, and it does open up and it's clear on top, which I think is pretty, pretty cool. Then there's this other one. It's the mini Pokemon Center. It's set 40911.
So this is a Lego Insider set. That goes live the same day the Pokemon sets release.
So you got to claim this one off the...
Yeah, it's 2,500 pieces. It's already up where you can see it. 2,500 points. It's already up where you can see it, but you can't pre-order it until I think it's the 26th of February. Is that the right date?
I think that is.
Scroll all the way up so I don't lie to these folks. Because I think that's when it is.
February 27th.
Yeah, February 27th. So that day, if you want to claim it, the insider stuff does sell out. So that Pokemon one is, I typically don't agree with you having to wait on the website and refresh it. That's one you're probably going to have to get pretty quick.
So the badge collection gift with purchase is valid for the first 21,840 pre-orders online starting January 12th. So this already gone. But you can't even get the badge collection if you want to pre-order it now. That would be a good thing if you got the big one, the Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur set, and that one. If you're a reseller, that would be a good set to get.
The cool thing is you could buy both of those or buy that, get the free gift, resell both of them in their peak when everybody's hot and heavy over it, and then rebuy it when it's not hard to find and probably get it for half that price.
Well, the badge collection you're not going to get right now. You can't do
that. Right. So I'm saying if you were lucky enough to get it, you probably can sell it for $200. You can resell that set for probably $100 profit for people who can't wait to have it. So you're going to make $300 profit on it and then turn around and buy just the set that you actually want for what would be half price.
Right.
Because you're going to have $300 to put towards it if you don't care about having the badges.
Right, because you're going to be able to get this set. You're going to go to the Lego store. It's going to be in the store.
Nothing is ever, like, you don't ever just get one chance to buy regular sets. They make more of them.
Yeah, and sometimes on the gift for purchase, they re-release and they make more of them and re-release them.
Yeah, it's never just like, unless you need to have it now, you can get anything.
Yeah.
Now, when you start waiting to when, I will say Lego's a little sketchy and that they'll announce something is retiring at the end of this year, but they'll stop production already. And so like what's out there is what's out there. It may not retire till the end of the year, but you can't find them. And so you do have to be careful with that stuff. But yeah, past that, like you may not be able to find these for a couple months, but eventually you'll be able to go to the Lego store anytime and get these.
Yeah. All right. Next one. They've officially announced the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time set. It's at 77093. It's going to be for $129. It's 1,000 pieces. It does come with Link and Zelda. And who's it? Ganondorf is the minifigure in this. So people are going crazy over the three minifigures that you're going to be getting with this set.
I love the minifigures. I don't like the set at all. It's $130 for three minifigs is a lot.
Yeah, and a big mech suit, and that's really it. But it's
But I don't like the mech suit's the part I don't like. I actually like the little leaning castle that's falling over and jump, and there's like a trap door. I think all that's cool. It is what they refer to them as, like a play set.
Yeah.
So it has like features. So it's like it's designed to be played with, but like I don't like the mech. I think it looks silly. The minifigures are awesome though.
You'll probably buy all three minifigures for half the price of the set.
Yeah. And then so that's where you get yourself into where you're like, should I pay $60 for just freaking three minifigs or should I just pay the $130 and get the set? You know, now luckily Zelda's not so important to me that it's not going to get me hemmed up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, minifigs are all I'm after in that set.
Next one, they've announced gift for purchase, Insider Rewards, I would say. It's Lego Botanicals Dragonfly Garden. It's set 6615075.
I'm really torn on this because I don't love it. And it's 2,000 points, and I can't decide if it's not a good botanical set. I would say the star of that show is the dragonfly, and it reminds me of the Barnes & Noble Bee.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of clunky. It wasn't sold out yet. The aquarium did sell out already. That's on the insiders. As of yesterday, that was still available though.
I did see this one. I'm gonna talk about because I think this one. I do like this one. I'm not gonna get it, but I really do like this one. It's the Spring Festival Lion Dance. It's set 40915. That's a gift for purchase. I think it's just a really cool. It's Japanese lion, or Chinese Lunar New Year Lion.
I think I am going to get it as a gift with purchase. It comes with the four minifigs, which is kind of why I think I want it. Because back to what you're saying, like those are $10 a piece, basically.
Yeah.
You're going to get $40 worth of minifigs that even if you don't, if you're going to do a parade section. I mean, think about these behind that car.
Yeah.
With a little marching band. I mean, you could really get wild with some of these. And these are cool because the people walk the thing. So I'm probably going to get them. I've got a gift card for Lego. I've got several things I want. I'm waiting to buy. So I would love to see this hit the same time as maybe that Valentine's cupcake looking set.
And there's no,
and maybe you could double up.
Yeah. There's no official date. So we don't know when this is going to come out.
It's a springtime set. So you could guarantee that it's coming in the next few months.
Yeah. March, April, something.
Yep.
All right, next one, the Lego Ideas Designer Vendor Cart Program. The winner was announced. Did you see who won?
I did not.
Okay. It is the...
That's a fantastic set.
Yeah, the artist.
The face sketcher. It's the guy in the park that paints the person that sits in front of him. It's a beautiful like fence, like an iron fence, light pole, tree, and then he's sitting under it drawing a lady, and a bunch of the paintings are on the fence. Yeah, it's incredible. It's
I want this one to go in my city.
Yeah, it's a great, great set. It would look so good in a park setting. It's very, very good. I will be honest, though, when we scrolled through those, all of those were good.
All but one was like...
Yeah, they had really good entries for this, and I would love to see some of those others end up through the Ideas program.
So it says the winning build will now go into production, will be released sometime in the future, possibly by the end of this year or next
year. Yeah, that's great.
All right, last but not least, I don't know for sure if this is 100% accurate, but people have been posting like crazy on this, where Lego released this big tall cat, the black cat. They're saying this puppy is going to be the next one. It's like a Labrador puppy, golden retriever puppy. There's been several photos of a box. Some people say it's fake. It's not real. But some people say it's true. They've seen it. There's the picture of it.
Yeah, they did the tuxedo cat. I think it sold pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are in the style. I don't like the realistic looking things they try to do because they end up looking not realistic to me. This one is maybe better than the cat. I wish the cat was in all black. I probably would have bought it because I'm weak. Yeah. Because Henry's all black, but they look sort of like the real thing is usually the problem I have.
Well, you could always buy the pieces in black that are white.
Yeah, I know, but I'm lazy. I have to buy the set, then I have to go through and see which ones are in white, and then I have to go to Pick-A-Brick and hope they have them.
Mm-hmm, or just order them from...
Pick-A-Brick's been doo-doo since the tariffs and everything hit.
Yeah.
Like, they're really limited. You can't get standard blocks through them or brick. Don't come at me. So it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cute set, so they'll probably do more of them. I'm kind of glad some of these sets are coming out that I'm not going to get, because it helps me try to get my backlog caught up on buying. You can see my board over there still has a bunch on there, and I still have some that's they don't even have photos for. That's all I got for today.
That's all I have too.
Okay, as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you need to contact me on our social, you can find me on X or Instagram at HoFNShow, HoFNSHO. You can tag me in pictures. Someone tagged me in the puppy one, which I already knew about that, but thank you anyway. Keep on tagging me and stuff. You can also find us on X or /Twitter, game_Stitch, or HoFNShow as well. That was episode 673. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.